Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad you joined me today. It's good to be together in the presence of the Lord, wherever two or three are gathered together. And we may not be physically, obviously, together, but in the Spirit we can be. And when we are of one heart and one mind, the Spirit of the Lord is present. And my heart's desire, as always, is that He would encourage and refresh you and just give you renewed faith and hope to go through whatever trials you may be facing, and to know that He's going to lead you in a straight path because of your enemies. That's scripture found in the Psalms. And so as we do not turn to the right or the left, He will be our sure guide. He will be with us through the valley of the shadow of death, through the mountaintop experiences. He will be our guide even unto death, as the scriptures share. Praise God. Well, yesterday we were looking at yet another aspect of the names of the Lord reflecting His character, and we were looking at the life of Gideon, where God revealed Himself to the man of God as Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord, our peace. And I was sharing the chronicle of what occurred and found in Judges, the sixth chapter. And we got as far as sharing the state of what Israel was in. They were being impoverished by the Amalekites. The Midianites had come against them, and they were having the Midianites as well as the Amalekites. And the children of the east, they came up against them, they encamped against them to destroy the increase of the earth. And so basically they were in a condition of famine. Verse 6 says, "And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord." And obviously they had the reason they were in that state, as was the case recorded throughout the book of Judges, when Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, they were delivered into the hand of their enemies. And the Lord sent a prophet, verse 8, to the children of Israel, and it said, "I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice." Then we see in the next two verses the angel of the Lord appearing to a man named Gideon. And he said, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." And Gideon said unto him, verse 13, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." You know, so often we feel that when we've gone through difficult times, the Lord's abandoned us, forsaken us. It seems the work of the enemy is just prospering on every hand, and we call out unto the Lord. Well, that may be your condition today, but as you cry out to the Lord, He will hear your cry. He will be with you in the time of trouble. "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee?" And then he goes on to make excuses. You know, are we much different? You know, the Lord lays on our heart to do something that's like, oh, we can't do that, or somebody else can do that so much better than I. He begins to make excuses. You know, my family is poor. I'm the least of my father's house. And of course, the Lord doesn't listen to those excuses. He said, "I'm with you, and that is enough." And so Gideon said in verse 18, "Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee." And he said, this is the angel of the Lord, "I will tarry until thou come again." Verse 19 says, "Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. The flesh he put in a basket. He put the broth in a pot and brought it out unto out unto him under the oak and presented it. I'm going to pause in the reading of scripture. All right, ladies, how long do you think it took him to do that? Talk about the patience of God. I mean, he had to kill and prepare a kid, make it ready. He had to cook it. Then he had to make some unleavened cakes, prepare that all. I mean, talk about the patience of the Lord. There was no microwave in those days. I mean, this took a considerable amount of time, but God patiently waited because he wanted to prove to Gideon that indeed it was the word of the Lord that was spoken to him. And it says in verse 20, the angel of God said unto him, take the flesh and the unleavened cakes, lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. Kind of reminds you of Elijah, right? On Mount Carmel. And the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand, touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. Well, he had proof, okay? And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. The Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Well, shouldn't that be obvious? He was putting him on a commission to lead the Israelites against the Midianites. And it says, verse 24, Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet an Ophrah of the Abiezerites. And so he called that Jehovah Shalom, which is the Lord our peace. And so, beloved, no matter what circumstances you may be facing today, no matter how things look to you, no matter how down and discouraged you might feel, the Lord is your peace. He will make a way. It was a very bad situation for Israel and for Gideon. It seemed an impossible thing. There was like, how could this possibly happen? But when God determines he's going to be our deliverer and our peace, he will demonstrate that. All right, let's move on to yet another name. And that is Jehovah Kadesh. He is our sanctifier. That's what that means. And he not only washes us clean inwardly. Isn't that true? When we were saved, the precious blood of Jesus cleansed us thoroughly from all of our sins, and we became righteous before him. His blood is more than sufficient, cleansing us from every past sin. And even anything that we do commit, the sin we commit presently, we know that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. His blood was good for past, present, and future. However, we must never think that we can crucify the Son of God afresh just because the blood of Jesus cleanses from sin. We do not brazenly embrace sin, because that's what happens. It says we actually crucify the Son of God afresh. So our desire is not to sin. Our purpose, our will is not to sin, but being flesh, the flesh is weak, we will. There's no man, John said, that is without sin. But thank God, he is our advocate, and he prays for us at the right hand of his Father. And so this other name of the Lord, Jehovah Mkadesh, is our sanctifier. He not only cleanses us from our sin, but he sets us apart unto himself. He sanctifies us. Beloved, we are unique, holy people of his own choosing. We are peculiar people that may show forth the praises of him who brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. His purpose is then, because we're his children, become ours. And he works through us, through you and I, beloved, as he desires and sees fit. In Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 12, the New Testament scripture states, therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people, that's us, through his blood, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Praise the Lord. And there's another passage I'd like to share with you, 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And I'll start with verse, let's do 8. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor idolaters, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Verse 11 says, and such were some of you. But, thank God for that little three-letter word, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Praise God. So let's thank the Lord. Let's worship Him, the Lord our sanctifier, who distinguishes us from all others. He has set us apart, a people unto Himself. He is our Jehovah and Kadesh, praise God, our sanctifier. And then there's yet another name we can share briefly as this broadcast comes to a conclusion, and that is God revealed Himself to Ezekiel as Jehovah Shammah, the one who is always present. The prophet had a vision of the holy city the Lord will establish upon the new earth at the close of the age. And New Jerusalem, the new, will be, we know when there's a new heaven and a new earth as well, it will be God's dwelling place forever. The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about. The name of the city from that day on shall be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Praise God. And we can, if we will just meditate on that, see the spiritual application even for us today. Praise God. The Lord is always present with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And on that beautiful promise, I'll bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue the message. And I just thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this time together with you every day, Monday through Friday. I thank you for your prayer support. I know that I am praying regularly, faithfully, every day for my partners as well as for my radio family. I love you with the love of the Lord. I thank you for joining me. I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will pray for you. I will confirm receipt of your request. But if you'd like a personal answer, I'd like you to share your mailing address and that I may personally respond. I love you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.